This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we recap a prestigious New York art exhibit from the perspective of an Alaskan. Town Square 49 contributor and certified art critic Gene Bundy recently attended the Whitney Biennial Art Show in the Big Apple.
So the Biennial, which has been around since 1973, is designed to show art of upcoming artists. They're not all American and they're not all alive, but predominantly they're American.
The Whitney Museum boasts the finest collection of 20th century American art and calls their biennial the country's leading survey of modern art. Bundy says modern art can be daunting. Frankly, it's often confusing and a little weird, but Bundy has a simple criteria she uses when viewing it.
One of my professors from the University of Chicago always said, you know, I want to see something that's never been seen before. I want to be grabbed by something. So I kind of use that as my focal point is when I go through a show is show me something quirky that has never been seen before.
And Bundy says there was plenty of quirky on display at the Whitney Biennial, some less impressive than others.
Like there was a tent hanging beneath weird chandeliers to old historic items. There was FDR's Cartier clock. Why, I don't know. It is an art piece, but it is. There was also George Bush I's wedding announcement from the New York Times. So there was a collection of odd things.
Bundy takes about a half dozen trips to national galleries each year, and she likes to gauge where Alaskans stand up against the rest of the country's up-and-coming artists. According to Bundy, Alaska holds its own. But she says, according to many East Coast critics, we're lagging.
I think that maybe people think we are because we get, you know, because we're at the what I refer to as the end of the subway line. But I didn't see anything at the Whitney Biennial that anyone in Alaska isn't capable of doing or hasn't done.
Bundy emphasizes that many of our native artists have consistently produced amazing works, and not just the traditional kind. She says some of the newer native artists are getting master's degrees at prestigious schools, coming back to Alaska and pushing the envelope with their work.
So they've got this combination of native heritage and European art history, and I think what's coming up is phenomenal. There was a show last year, I remember there was a guy named Singletary, and beautiful native designs, but taking them into a different level and then blowing them with glass and etching them with sand, to me, is really unique. And I think we're going to see more of that.
But in the end, Bundy says you don't need a master's degree to appreciate good art. You also don't need to travel to New York.
Art is everywhere. I mean, it's on your Kellogg's cornflakes. It's on your clothing. You don't, even if you don't go to a museum, which I love to do, it's in the airports. It's everywhere.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To see some Whitney Biennial pictures or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.